Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast. You are in chapter 7 where I'm talking about time, everything to do with time. Feel free to share this podcast with somebody you know is always late, someone you know is always missing their deadlines, somebody you know that needs to value time, because I'm going to be talking about all those things on this chapter. So today's topic, I am talking about time and success. And this is especially focusing on your favorite great person. This can be your athletes, somebody you look up to, your role models, your, you know, people that made history, celebrities, the good ones. We have to be very careful with celebrities, eh? Because things that are being exposed these days, I can't use the term celebrity to as an umbrella. Like, it has to be the good celebrities now, because yo, the bad ones are bad. Okay, back to the topic. So how do greats use their time? Greats, as in every successful person that you know, right? It can be Elon Musk, it can be Jeff Bezos. They all have 24 hours just like me and you. How do they achieve so much more? I've always been curious to know how they do that. And I did a little bit of digging, and this is what I got. And this is all generic, guys, okay? I don't know these people's personal lives, but this is kind of an overall overview of, you know, how time is equal opportunity and how we make choices to optimize our time efficiently. So number one, time is a universal resource. Everybody has access to it, regardless of your circumstances, your background, and your status. Every morning, wake up and repeat this to yourself, that time is a universal resource, regardless of my circumstance, my background, and my status. I think if you remind yourself this every single day, it will kind of help you make decisions, being aware of that, you know. Then priorities. I believe people prioritize different things in different aspects of their lives. So what you focus on becomes who you are. If you focus on your career, you become, you know, a legend. You focus on your hobbies, you focus on your personal growth, you focus on your family. These priorities shape how these greats allocate their time. Then their choices. Everybody makes choices on how they spend their time, and that can significantly impact your life. This can be your happiness, your relationships. It can be your overall life's satisfaction. So for example, taking time for self-care, like what you're doing now, can lead to a better well-being. Okay. Then we also have cultural influences. So cultural attitudes, right, towards time depend, and they affect on how people perceive and utilize time. So some cultures, if you're late, you are late, and it shows that you are unprofessional, you are disorganized, you don't respect other people's time. And like some cultures, they would really, really get angry, or you could be even punished. You know, there are instances like that. Then you also have cultures like the African time. You know how it is with us Africans. Hey, we have our own clock, the African time. So it doesn't really matter how we use the time, but like, I feel like we need to do better, honestly. Then a lot of great people reflect on their time. They audit their time, and they make sure that their time is efficient in the ways of life, that they are being fulfilled, and that their life is aligned with their goals. So that's very important to matter. So some of the techniques that you can try is, you know, prioritizing, set some goals, have daily routines in place, like establish a structured morning that will determine how your day will go. Be accountable for every hour. Be accountable for every day. Be accountable for every week. Be accountable for every year. Then one thing that successful people do is they delegate, right? So they don't do everything on their own. they have teams, they have people that work with them. So what that does is it enables them to actually do so much in a short space of time. They are also laser focused. And what I mean by this is you will never catch a successful person being distracted. They are laser focused. And what I mean is if they commit to doing a specific thing, they will put all of their focus into doing that. You won't find them with notifications ringing left, right, and center. You will always find them zoning in into one particular thing until that is done. So, how are you going to make shifts within your time? I'm curious to know. I want you to maybe drop a comment, drop a notification in the chat box for me. Let me see what you have to say, because it's very important to know, like, if you're listening to this, are you actually applying this into your life? It's very important. Then another thing is, after you understand that you limit your distractions, you also need to continuously learn. So invest time in personal growth, because the better you become, the better you can achieve certain things and the better you can optimize your time. Then you always, always, always have to prioritize work-life balance. Ensure that you make time for your personal life. This is one thing that I always say, not so good at. I need help. I'm blinking twice, guys. I know you can't see it, but I'm blinking twice. So you need to make time for personal interests, for family, for self-care, and for overall well-being. I think when it comes to all these particular things that I've mentioned, I do take time for self-care. I do take time for maintaining overall well-being. What I just need to spend more time doing is just the personal stuff, because I tend to just work. You know this. So now, I think if we look at some of the most successful people, from like Steve Jobs to like Jeff Bezos, what do they have in common? I'm asking you. Obviously, they have a lot more money. They have all this fortune and fame. I wish we knew some of their secret time management habits, you know, because then that should be like a pamphlet for people to learn. These people are also just not busy. They are busy, they are productive, but they are very intentional with what they do. So they prioritize time over things for the most part. And the key isn't to working a lot more hours, but the key is to working smart, focusing on high impact activities. And so it's like a 80-20 type of method. Like, you put in 20, you get 80% reward. Make sure every hour count, every minute count. And yeah, just follow steps that will enable you to use your time like the greats and try to get as much done in a short space of time. So, you know, with the entrepreneurship lifestyle these days, especially your digital nomads, they will tell you, like, you work only 4 days in a week, or you work only 3 days in a week, then you get to do whatever you love first time, like, for the rest of the time, which is kind of true in a way, because there are things like project management tools, they are AI tools, there's like a whole lot of things that you can utilize to improve your life. And then you don't have to spend a lot more time doing like the manual side of things, but you can have automated ways of doing this, so that in a day, in your Monday, you can work 4 hours instead of 9 hours. You know what I mean? But let's hold that thought right there, because I'm also still just discovering how I can fully utilize my time. I would really love to revisit this topic when I get there, and I'll be like, hey guys, remember that time? Okay, now listen here. This is how you do it. So we are all just walking together in this journey, and I hope you continuously make the right decisions. And I will catch you soon on the next episode, where I will be talking about time in relationships.